Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Fruit Loops, a virtual group for LGBTQ+ and allied youth ages 9 to 13, meets this afternoon and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Zoom. They hang out, enjoy workshops, play games, and connect with their LGBTQ+ peers. For more information and to register to get the Zoom link, go to outmaine.org/programs/youth. Actually, if you just go to outmaine.org, you could probably find that. Tomorrow night, Eva Murray will do an author's reading at the Hope Library. According to the event description, Murray has written three books, essays for a number of publications, can bake, drive a truck, and living on an island 20 miles off the Maine coast, does lots of things the rest of us would probably hire someone else to do. The reading will be on Thursday, that's tomorrow evening, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., at the Hope Library on Camden Road in Hope. Organizers say that seating is limited, tea and home-baked goodies will be served, and a hat will be passed for donations with the proceeds divided between the Hope and Matinicus libraries. Friday evening, there will be a fundraiser for a Searsmont family, the Sweetwaters. They lost their home, belongings, and pets in a house fire last month. The public supper fundraiser will be held at the Searsmont Fire Station Friday from 5 to 6 p.m., For more information, email paulsweetland@gmail.com. The College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor invites the public to explore a more sustainable future with music, food, info tables, energy tours, and more during a free Community Earth Day celebration at the College of the Atlantic on Saturday, April 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Their Earth Day celebration coordinator, Linnea Goh, says COA's Earth Day event is a space for the MDI community to come together and celebrate the Earth through hands-on activities for all ages and to learn more about regional environmental initiatives. There will be opportunities to learn about local organizations, get free plants, listen to live music, learn how to fix your bike, buy secondhand books, and participate in many other activities. Things kick off with opening remarks at 11 a.m., and throughout the day, guests can participate in tours of clean energy improvements on campus, explore a life-size inflatable humpback whale, and hang out with lambs from COA's Peggy Rockefeller Farm. Info tables and hands-on activities will feature regional organizations such as A Climate to Thrive, Maine Coast Heritage Trust, Acadia National Park, and the Bar Harbor Conservation Commission. Entertainment will include performances from local musicians and a puppet show by Funky Trunk Puppets. There will also be opportunities to provide feedback to the Climate Emergency Task Force's Climate Action Plan for Bar Harbor. For more information, you can visit coa.edu/calendar. WERU is also holding a free public event on Saturday afternoon in Bucksport. We'll have more information about that on Around Town tomorrow, but in the meantime, you can find the details at weru.org. And 100 years ago, on April 17, 1924, Maine newspapers were still giving mud season road condition updates, and they wrote this about Belfast in the Portland newspapers, actually. Quote, "The section of road on Northport Avenue between Little River and City Park has been in a terrible state of condition for the past week, and automobiling over that section has been filled with no little discomfort. Most of the week it has been necessary to have a team on the ground most of the time to haul the cars through," end quote. What kinds of teams they use to pull cars that distance through the mud may be lost to history, but if anyone knows, please get in touch. I'd be interested to hear about that, and I'll let the other listeners know as well. I'm thinking like giant oxen or something. Anyway, if you have an upcoming event, be sure to post it on the WERU community calendar at weru.org. Please keep me posted on what's happening around your town. You can reach me at news@weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Keep it tuned here to your community radio station, WERU-FM. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.